Okay, good evening, everybody. This week's parasha, at least in Eretz Yisrael, is parasha Bukhukosai, which contains one of the two tochokos, one of the two major rebukes that the Torah has, Bnei Yisrael don't follow the mitzvot. So in parasha Bukhukosai, a little bit into the parasha, it talks about in the chukosai timasu, if you despise the chukos. But the parsha begins with the good news. In the chukosai telechu, if you follow the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah comes along and promises and tells us all the wonderful things that will happen when we follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah. And at the very end, just before it gets to the tochacha, the last thing that the Torah tells us will happen when we follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. Torah says, Va'olech etzchem komimiyus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lead us upright. And Rashi, quoting Taras Kohanim, quoting the Medrash, says, what does it mean, upright? Bekoma zikufa. Literally, straight back, upright. And at first glance, it seems a little bit strange. Because the Gemara in Masechet Kiddushin tells us that asa la adam lahalech b'kol mezukufa. Person is not allowed to walk upright. Why not? It's a sign of gava, a sign of being too proud. It's too haughty. Because meloch al aretz kivoda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is everywhere. So how can you walk b'kol mezukufa? So of course, one of the key differences is the fact that I'm not allowed to do it on my own. And here the Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be molech, O son of Ekomiyos. He's going to do that. But we can ask, why is it so important that I walk around Bekoma Zekufa? What's so important that I walk around, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to lead me that way? Why is that so necessary? It's very often human nature that we judge ourselves by those who are around us. And sometimes, especially if we lack a little bit of self-confidence, if we want to know whether we're being successful or not, we're doing well or not, we take a look at the people around us and what do they consider to be successful? What do they consider to be important? What are their values? And at times when our values don't match up to theirs, we mistakenly think that maybe they're right, maybe I need to change, I need to be different. And you can easily take a look around the world, and you can see people who unfortunately follow the second part, the imbuchu kosai tim asu, those who despise mitzvot, and they seem to be doing very well. They seem to be, from a certain perspective, what the world would call successful. And I have to ask myself, or I sometimes ask myself, well, I should change. Maybe I should be different. Maybe it's not worth it, what I'm doing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to reassure us. He tells us that if we follow in the ways, if we do in B'chukosai Teleichu, then with all the good things that will happen, but I also will give you a sense of self-pride, of realizing that despite what everybody else around you might be thinking, you're doing the right thing. And it's not so easy. Sometimes you leave these hallowed halls and you go back to places where you came from and you dress a certain way. And people look at you and say, so strange. Why would you want to dress comfortably? Isn't that the important thing? To dress comfortably. Aren't you uncomfortable in what you're wearing? The other day, I remember what I was listening to. And somebody was talking about, listen, the important thing in life is to follow your heart. It sounds good, right? To follow your heart. Until you remember something that we say every day of V'lo sasur acharei levav. Right? maybe that's not what I should be doing. Maybe should not be. And how come you may not be so excited about the latest blockbuster that comes out of Hollywood that everybody's running to go see? Don't you want to do it? Look, everybody's going to see it. Isn't that what you should be excited about? And when the time comes, you start looking more seriously about building a home, and you're looking for a certain type of person. So is his bank account going to be the most important value that you're looking for? Don't you want to marry somebody because what's wrong with him? He's going to be making a lot of money. There's nothing wrong. But that can't be the only value or the prime value. We sometimes question ourselves because everybody else is questioning us. And therefore, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, do the right thing, and I'll give you that sense of pride and knowing that you're doing the right thing, that despite all the naysayers, you'll be able to walk with Koma Zakufa. I don't know who invented the term gap year, or who applied it to the year spent here in seminary and yeshiva. But I have to tell you, I don't like the term. A gap year sounds like there's something important over here, and there's something important over here, and in between there's some space that we need to fill in. Because it's not good to have a gap. So we're going to fill in the space with something. You want to go learn in a yeshiva, you want to go to seminary, you want to go tour India, whatever you want to do, you got to fill in the space because there's this gap. But that's not what this year is about. This year isn't about filling in an empty space that somehow exists. It's not good to have an empty space. This year may be a lot about learning and about chesed and about many other things. But primarily, it's about building foundations. You don't learn Kol HaTorah Kula in a year or two or in 10 or in 20 or in 50. But you can build important foundations in a year. You can figure out what your priorities in life are supposed to be. You can concretize values, things that you want to remain with you forever. And when you have those foundations, and you have those solid foundations, and you're sure about them, and despite the fact that others may not value them, you know that that's what's crucial, then you've accomplished a tremendous amount in this year. Whether or not you call MMY home, you can certainly begin to build your home with what you leave MMY. And that is so crucial. That may be more than anything else. Is what this year, or year and a half, or 2 years can provide for you. You've accomplished a great deal, and you may not realize it, but you have values, and you have priorities, you have a sense of what you want to accomplish, where you want to go. You don't know all the details. We never know all the details ahead of time. You have a sense of the big picture. You have a sense of who you want to be, who you are, and how you want to continue. You've been very privileged. Bechaste Hashem. Share that privilege with others. Hatzlacha Rabbah.